It's This Week in Bourbon. Don't blame me. Love made me crazy. Here's your headlines from March 29th, 2024. There's a new service launching dubbed the Kentucky Bourbon Retreat. Hard Truth Distilling announces the introduction of Farmer's Reserve. And Woodford Reserve drops a $15,000 bottle just in time for the 150th Kentucky Derby. And before we get started, here's a quick word from our partners. From their bar to yours, Chad and Sarah of the popular YouTube channel It's Bourbon Night bring you their favorite at-home old-fashioned mix with the new Elemental Elixirs Golden Hour Syrup. It's a custom-made syrup with notes of bold black tea, warm spices, and orange zest. All you need is your favorite whiskey and ice. No bitters needed. One bottle makes 16 drinks, so that's only $1 cocktail before you add your own whiskey. They can also be enjoyed in other cocktails or spirits, mocktails, coffee, tea, and anything you can think of. It's crafted locally in Lexington, Kentucky, and you can get your bottle now at whiskeyambitions.com.
It's that time again to get bourbon strong with Give270. Purchase your $50 tickets for your chance to win from our 50 bourbon prizes. Don't miss out on rare bottles and grand prizes like the legendary Pappy Set, a Weller Rainbow, and the Blood Oath Trilogy. Hurry, only 3,000 tickets are available. Single bottle winners go back in for the grand prize draw. Will you win the ultimate Pappy Set or one of our other incredible prizes? Get your tickets now at Give270.org. Charitable gaming license ORG 000273.
It's that time of the year where everybody's starting to make their vacation plans on visiting Kentucky, the mecca of bourbon. And if you are coming to Kentucky, you need to make sure you visit us at Pursuit Spirits in Louisville. We're right in the heart of Clifton, near Butchertown and Nulu, and only just a few miles away from downtown Louisville. But when you do come, you need to book your experience to go do our whole shebang. This is the one that's really the star of the show. You get a full-on tasting. You get to do your own personal barrel selection experience. And you get to grab a whiskey thief and fill your bottle directly from the barrel. We're doing something completely brand new that nobody else is doing here in bourbon country. Plus, you get a free sweet tasting glass at the end of it. I guarantee you, you're going to end up being one of the many people that's also leaving us a 5-star review. So make sure you come and check us out. You can book your reservation by going to pursuitspirits.com and clicking the Visit Us button. Welcome back, everybody. Another This Week in Bourbon. Another good thing's happening with us as well.
Another Taylor quote.
It's always going to have Taylor quotes. Why do you think I would not have
Taylor? I was hoping you'd take a week off.
And unfortunately, that's okay. Yeah, you've got the rest of the year. I'm now like looking up and I'm... In the morning, my kid gets in the car and she's like, hey, let's turn on Taylor Swift. I'm like, fine. So finding...
Is that more. Why you come in so peppy every morning?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Actually, you're very grumpy every morning. So
yeah.
Maybe you need a new song.
I think we're good. I'm enjoying it. You know, it's the year of Taylor and that's perfectly fine.
Yeah. Maybe Taylor can afford one of those $15,000 bottles.
Maybe. Yeah.
I think she can.
We'll get into that. There's a lot of cool stuff going on. We had an opportunity this week. We went to one of our distilling partners at Bardstown Bourbon Company. We're recording this on Wednesday. We were there last night.
Yeah.
A little foggy this morning.
Kenny was overserved.
It was not.
No, he
overserved
wasn't
myself.
Overserved.
Yeah, yeah. No, I wasn't. We had a good time though. Shout out to the entire Bardstown Bourbon Company team. They treated us right, so it was awesome to be able to go there. They had a cocktail with Pursuit United Rye available.
Yeah, it's called the Rye Knot.
Mm-hmm. It was fantastic. Do you remember what was in there?
I took a picture.
I know there was some rhubarb.
Yeah,
there was some other stuff. And honestly, it just tastes like you're drinking fruit juice.
Yeah, it's Pursuit United Rye Whiskey, honey and rhubarb oleo. I don't
ole.
I don't know. Lemon juice, bitters, and orange bitters. It was pretty tasty.
It was delicious.
People were loving it.
Yeah,
People were loving the double oak too.
Yep,
which was encouraging. Was
always fascinating and happy to see when people are like, "Oh, the double oak!" You get all these thumbs up from everybody. You're like, "All right, cool."
I know when Steve Nally, like master distiller forever, tells you. It's one of the best things he's had in a while. I was like, sweet, man.
Thanks.
That means a lot to me.
I know.
It's like, probably doesn't mean shit to you, but it means a
means
lot to
a lot
me.
To us.
Yeah.
It's a little feather in
he's
our
probably
cap.
Just being nice.
Yeah.
Because Steve's such a sweetheart.
They are. They're good people.
Yep.
But again, thank you to them. And it was a good chance to get to hang out with some people. James Saunders from New England Barrel Company. Got to hang out with Marion Eves as well.
Yep.
With Forbidden. Let's see. Bob from Foregate. There was all kinds of people that were there.
Yeah. And Andrew was on the guitar.
Yeah, stringing along.
I wish he never broke that out because I was ready to leave. My wife put, Tiffany put us on a timer, and then the guitar broke out, and it like...
The timer didn't exist.
The timer didn't exist. She's like, one more song. And I'm like, you've said that 17 times. But he was really talented.
That was Andrew Newton, man.
You got hidden talent there.
Pleasant surprise, man. All I thought they had was a French horn around there.
Yeah, but with Dan.
Yeah, but no, they can play an acoustic.
I wish Dan was playing the French horn. Maybe Tiffany wouldn't have stayed so long. I'm kidding.
Yeah, good hidden talent that nobody knew about. So if you're looking for some good acapella, or not acapella, but he's a unplugged, I guess, kind of action for your next event, reach out to Andrew. It was awesome.
Yep.
Well, let's go ahead and let's dive in with the bourbon news. As the bourbon boom continues, whiskey aficionados are now looking for new and interesting ways to engage with their favorite brands. And one company is introducing a travel, tasting, and distilling experience centered around, of course, bourbon. Today, U.S.-based Barrel Global announces the launch of a new bespoke service called the Kentucky Bourbon Retreat. This immersive experience welcomes consumers and corporate clients to visit a distillery in Kentucky, where they will distill their very own barrels of bourbon that will then be aged and bottled to their exact specifications. And as guests arrive in Kentucky for a three-day, once-in-a-lifetime bourbon-making adventure under the careful guidance and curation of an esteemed bourbon distiller, during this deep dive into the bourbon-making, retreat attendees also receive a tutorial on the art, science, excitement of distillation and barreling, which starts with selecting a mash bill to create a taste profile suited to your palate. You case the new mash and the distillate. You make the correct cut between the heads, hearts, and tails before proofing the liquid. And under the watchful eye of the head distiller, guests return to the distillery on their final day to fill their own barrels with the distillate, seal them, and check for leaks, and finally roll them into the rickhouse. Once the barrels are proofed, they store the barrels there, required aging on site of their warehouses, until they're at the desired maturation ready for bottling. Although bourbon is notoriously a waiting game, the owners of these newly minted barrels may determine their future use, from personal consumption, corporate gifting, or even launching their own mini bourbon brand or reselling the barrels on the open market. Pricing for this group-centric activity is starting at $35,000, and that depends on the group size and barrel yield, which is typically around 10 newly distilled bourbon barrels with a completely bespoke mash bill. And this also requires participating in the distilling process, from mashing and fermenting, distilling, rebarreling. This also includes hotel, dinner, and comprehensive bourbon tastings. While Barrel Global is rolling out the service with one distillery partner based in Hopkinsville, Kentucky at Casey Jones Distillery, the company will expand additional experience and partners in the months ahead. Interested customers can visit barrelglobal.com/retreat-2024 to learn more and book their experience.
Well, this is pretty cool. I mean,
you didn't know you would sign up to pay to go work.
Yeah, that was my next comment. You beat me to it. But I mean, this would be cool for, you know, like to have your own little stash and corporate gifts, but $3,500 cost of good at New Make's going to make it $120 on the shelf. So it'd be tough to like go launch your own brand with this. But I think this will be cool for if you have the funds and want to do something with your corporate team or your family, friends. I think this would be a really awesome experience.
Or if they're serving A5 Wagyu at every meal for you,
yeah.
Then it might actually work out to the price that you want to pay for it.
Yeah, I like Wagyu. Yeah. Stuff's good.
Yeah, but I mean, it is cool. I mean, it's funny enough. It's like, you know, we talk about all the time. You can actually, I'll put it out there soon. You can sign up to actually help us bottle on the bottling line here. And it's been amazing. People come, they're like, this is so much fun. You should charge for doing some stuff like this. And we're like, well, we're kind of like, we hopefully find a correct balance of what we get out of it and what you get out of it.
No, we don't need a charge.
No, but you know, this is for, it's so funny. It's like, yeah, a lot of people as the distillers, like this is their job. They go and do it every day. It's like going like, man, I will pay you to ride on this garbage truck so I can see how this machine works for a full day.
Yeah, it would be cool because you get to see the entire process. I'm interested to see these mash bills people pick out, you know, because they're like, oh, I love rye, so I'm gonna do a, you know, mm-hmm. You know, people just who don't understand, and I don't know, it'd be interesting to see what they pick out.
Just throw something against the wall and see what sticks.
Yep.
So the governor has now signed a new law into legislation for Indiana that brings back happy hour after a nearly 40-year hiatus. The new law will take effect on July 1st, 2024. And happy hour is limited to 4 hours in one day and 15 hours per week. The 4 hours in a day can be divided into non-consecutive periods, and price reductions are prohibited between the hours of 10 p.m. and 3 a.m., which that would be a new happy hour, in my opinion. The new law also bans certain practices. It would prohibit a retailer from running or sponsoring a contest where the contest is determined by the amount of alcohol one person can consume, or maintain a contest of rewarding alcohol or reduced alcohol prices as prizes for the game. The law would also ban the selling or serving of an unlimited or indefinite amount of alcohol for a fixed price. The no more endless mimosas. There are now other notable provisions, which also became effective July 1st, and that craft manufacturers are defined for the first time to include a holders of a small brewery, farm winery, and artisanal distiller's permit. Beer, wine, and liquor retailers will be permitted to sell to-go drinks subject to the container and package notification requirements. Beer wholesalers can now distribute RTDs, and the movement becomes successful after the second time around and passed over the stringent objections from spirits wholesalers. So new stuff coming into the state of Indiana, just north of us.
That's exciting.
No more penny pitchers.
No more penny pitchers. That's a bummer. That's only in Lexington, Kentucky.
Yeah, it was. And that's not even around anymore. And to give you all an idea, we used to have this bar in Lexington, UK when we were there. Was it Kitty O'Shea's?
Yeah.
That's what it was. Getting shitty at Kitty's.
And then there was Avio, which was like $8 all you can drink.
$8 all you can drink.
Yeah. I don't know how they didn't
they didn't stay in business with it.
But it was incredible. I remember, because this was way before bourbon was popular, and like Ezra Brooks was like their well, and it was actually pretty damn good, you know, and for $8, I think the Rock Lobster was like the hot shot at
sure
the time.
Sure was.
And like
the John Wall
shot. I'm just sitting there watching people, and I'm like, they just made like 40 Rock Lobsters on $8 a person. Like, there's no way they're coming
the
out.
The math does not work.
It does not work here.
I don't know.
But it was always packed.
I don't know what your upsell is.
I don't know. If they stole your data or something.
I don't know either. Oh, those were good days.
Yep.
Yep. There you go. Congrats to you to Indiana. You get happy hour back.
Congrats, Indiana.
This is a very quick one. West Virginia's legislator has now approved a bill that would allow individuals to distill up to 5 gallons of moonshine as a way to celebrate Appalachian history and heritage.
Well, that's it.
Yeah, that was it. That's all.
This goes against what we were talking about. Was it last week or 2 weeks ago about
Ohio doing something?
Or, well, no, because the guy was suing the government because he wasn't allowed to make any moonshine. So
yeah. That he's suing the federal government. This is state. So I don't know.
State trump the federal in this.
That's a good
kind of like weed. I don't know. You can do it and federal's like, whatever, just pay your taxes.
Yeah, because here's the other thing. This of course, came from Mark Brown's newsletter, who's the outgoing president of everything of Sazerac. And literally the very next article was like, as a reminder, here's what the TTB released, 6 months ago, of saying, like, you are not allowed to operate and own a still, and even for personal consumption, and blah, 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 blah.
Well, West Virginia's like, F you. Yeah. You can hear.
We're here to celebrate our Appalachian history.
That's right.
Yep. So the Better Business Bureau is actually coming from the Kentucky area. Better Business Bureau is warning of a scam bourbon retail sites and social media accounts that are targeting consumers in Kentucky. Victims have reported losing hundreds of dollars to these sites, and local consumers have reported websites, the Better Business Bureau, that appear to be legitimate and claim to offer high-end bourbons, wines, and liquors at very low prices. In each case where the consumer has made a purchase, the product was not received, the consumer was sent an incorrect or fake tracking number, or the consumer could not get in contact with the company to report a problem or receive a refund. One consumer even told the Better Business Bureau, "I tracked the shipment over a day or so and then got a notice saying that it was on hold pending an additional $180 insurance payment I needed to make. This payment would supposedly be refunded after delivery. I inquired about the need for insurance," which was news to me, "and both the shipper and the seller via email was told by both of them to just pay it." Other local consumers have reported being scammed by users in bourbon-related Facebook groups claiming to sell hard-to-find bourbons. I mean,
it's just like...
You gotta have common sense, y'all.
Like, it's like the robo-dials that call me all the time. And like... I'm like, who falls for this stuff? But people do, I guess.
People must.
I mean, it must work because they keep coming. And it's, you see it on every Facebook post or Instagram post. They're like, DM me for some, all right, we got these at this place or this or that.
Yeah, hello,
like,
my bourbon friend.
Yeah, exactly.
All those. Oh, it's so ridiculous. I mean, but you Here's the thing. I've even seen some of these scam sites on Facebook that are paying for promoted posts. And so, you know, they'll have pictures of Blanton's and Eagle Rare or whatever. And it's like, we're now available for shipping and stuff like that. And it's all a scam, y'all. Like, yeah, all of it.
Thanks for shutting down the secondary market where everything was fine, Facebook. But now you got all this scam shit that you're allowing.
Yeah, it's gotten a little out of control.
Yep.
Especially the bots. Man, alive. I can't do anything fast enough on Facebook to stop it.
Yeah.
I've tried adding filters to try to, you know, anytime that somebody says, hello, my bourbon friend, to automatically get rid of it. But it just changes all the time. And I can't keep up with it.
Yeah, they just change a new name. And it seems like it's worse when you put like a location or something, you know, because then if you say like Louisville, Kentucky, then like all these things from Louisville, Kentucky pop up there.
I've got extra bottles on my shelf. Hit me up.
Yep.
Right. Never DM anybody. Just months after, and this is, the rest of these are not even bourbon related. I just thought it was really fun news. So just months after Diageo settled out of court for a legal battle with rapper Sean Diddy Combs, there's now another global drinks giant being sued by music artist and entrepreneur. And this is rapper and media celebrity Curtis Jackson, otherwise known as 50 Cent. And he's filed a $6 million embezzlement case against Beam Suntory. It alleges that the owner of Jim Beam and Maker's Mark Bourbons were complicit in overcharging his Sire Spirits business for several years. This, he alleges, left him with large losses. Sire Spirits' leading brands are Branson Cognac and, that's a champagne I can't pronounce. It charges that excessive prices were integrated into product prices and that 50 Cent's business overpaid on various expenses, including taxes, customs, insurance, and totaling around $6 million. It claims that Julius Grant, who's Beam's former chief commercial officer who left the company in 2019, received an annual payment of around $500,000 from Beam Suntory and played a pivotal role in running the scheme that also involved club promoter Lord Michael Caruso. 50 Cent believes that there was a deliberate attempt to sabotage Sire Spirits because it collapsed, would have been concealed, and alleged embezzlement scheme would have been brought to light. Beam Suntory rejects the allegations. And in 2022, Mitchell Green, who is an employee at Sire Spirits, confessed to wire fraud for his involvement in the embezzling plot. As the former brand manager, he acknowledged and overpriced certain drinks, resulting in misappropriation of around $2.2 million. He was, of course, fired and ordered to reimburse the company. Now, wow. The other reason I put this on here, sorry, I can't remember, but there's somebody on Instagram that has been sending me like thing after thing after thing after thing with this and saying like, this is going to get bigger than you think. It's because 50 Cent is literally tagging Maker's Mark in every single one of these posts.
Yeah, that's not good.
No.
Yeah, I don't, who knows? I mean, that sounds shady, but I don't know. I guess my thing is like, well, they win if 50 Cent wins, why would they want to sabotage the brand? I don't know. But I don't, there's fuckery all in this world, so who knows?
I don't know what kind of royalties he's still getting from playing in the club at different places.
And that is in the club, never mind.
Club, candy shop, all that sort of stuff.
Yep. Yeah.
I don't know. Like I said, they'll figure it out and we'll be here letting you know what's going to happen. We told you everything was happening with Puff Daddy, so... By the way, did you see Puff Daddy's?
Yeah, he got raided.
That was raided now.
Yeah.
I wonder if that had anything to do with anything from the lawsuit.
I know, it's weird timing.
It sure is.
The lawsuit settles and then all of a sudden the feds show up. Diageo's like, no, I'm just speculating. I'm not even going to get there. Never mind.
If you're a rapper with a booze brand, I'd say just kind of like bat down the hatches right now. Start figuring things out.
Yep. It sounds like there's a lot of drama.
All right. So this last one here, it's beer related, but this is fascinating. A vintage Peroni beer. It's Peroni, P-E-R-O-N-E.
Peroni.
It's not Peroni, because Peroni's the Italian
beer.
Brand.
Okay.
It's just Peroni. This beer can has sold for an astounding $62,830 in Massachusetts, setting a new world auction record. The Peroni Beer Court Cone Top Can, described by the auctioneers at Morian Auctions as the only known example, leapt in bids starting at $25 and reached around $51,500. That $62,830 was with the buyer's premium. Antique reports detailed how Peroni was a brand of Otto Erlinger Brewing Company of Philadelphia, and the can was dated back to the 1940s with the cone top format that was in circulation. And speaking about the sale, auctioneer Dan described the item as a grail for many a court in the Pennsylvania collector realm.
That sounds stupid.
Yeah, it's amazing. That's $62,000 for a can of beer.
that's definitely gone bad. And I mean, I guess it's a cool collector, but I don't know.
I've never come across people that have collected vintage beer cans. So that's kind of a cool idea, I guess. You can't really do anything with it other than look at it, but I don't
know. Yeah, I don't know. I'm definitely not going to be in that camp collects
we're already
vintage beer cans.
Down the rabbit hole of bourbon already.
So. Yep.
That's it for the bourbon news. And of course, as usual, stick around. We've got bourbon release news coming up.
Customers are rushing to your store. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. And with Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. Connect with customers in line and online. Shopify helps you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns from TikTok to Instagram and beyond. And you can get hardware that fits your business. Take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/bourbon, all lowercase, and go to shopify.com/bourbon to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/bourbon. If you're anything like me, then you can't get enough about bourbon. And that's why I'm a subscriber to Bourbon Plus magazine. Bourbon Plus is a quarterly publication that tells the stories from the heart of bourbon, the farmers who grow the grain, the distillers who labor over the process, and the people, like you and me, who raise their glasses to celebrate it all. Subscribe to Bourbon Plus magazine today at bourbonplus.com, that's P-L-U-S.com, and use code PURSUIT at checkout for $5 off your subscription.
Just a few things to cover in this week in bourbon when it comes to bourbon release news, and the first one is coming from our friends up in Indiana, and that's Hard Truth Distilling. They're introducing Farmer's Reserve. However, this is the second in a series of four collectible whiskeys that is in collaboration with Mellencamp Whiskey Company. Farmer's Reserve will be officially introduced on Saturday, April 6th at Hard Truth Distillery's campus, starting with a bottle signing by the makers at 10 a.m. that day. Like Harvest Rye before and each of the four collector series of the whiskey, Hard Truth and Mellencamp Whiskey, the Farmer's Reserve features a unique whiskey expression created by Hard Truth's master distiller Brian Smith with Hud Mellencamp and Levi Collison, the co-founders of Mellencamp Whiskey Company. The new Mellencamp Whiskey Company expression is a perfect marriage of Hard Truth's chocolate malt rye and sweet mash bourbon, which has then rested in our favorite toasted Ambarana casks. Each label's bottle in the series features original artwork by John Mellencamp, and Farmer's Reserve showcases a 1991 painting called American Boy and Girl. The two figures on an oil canvas are a nod to the composition of Farmer's Reserve, which brings two very different whiskeys together in one bottle. It's 106 proof and has a suggested retail price of $70.
I know a lot of people like that chocolate malt. I like their sweet mash rye.
Sweet mash rye is where it's at.
Yeah. It was where it's at. They've got a lot of...
We got some stuff over here we haven't gotten to. I see a weeded bourbon.
They got a lot of SKUs.
They have a
lot of different things.
Yeah. Good thing they've got a ton of foot traffic at that distillery.
Oh, yeah. That place is... It's a beautiful property and really cool, just atmosphere and whatnot. And they got good whiskey and stuff. But yeah, they get like just as much or more visitors there than that Buffalo Trace does. It's wild.
It's wild, yeah. And you can get lost on a ATV ride if you want to.
Yeah. Brian, thank you for traveling us around your ATV, but you did get us lost for a while. But that was okay. Made a fun story.
Well, we didn't get stuck. That's all that matters. 15 Stars is proud to introduce the release in their latest expression called First West Bourbon. Fans of the brand may be familiar with the previously released First West Rye, and following a similar approach, this new expression showcases distilling excellence in America's First West, and these are bourbon whiskeys coming from Kentucky, Indiana, and Tennessee. Age 15, 9, and 7 years. 15 Stars First West Bourbon will feature the classic metal stopper inspired by the U.S. coinage, which has displayed the actual 15 stars. Engraved by the American artist Robert Scott, the design on the metal stopper represents historic artisanship of early America that has stood the test of time. First West Fine Age Bourbon is bottled at 106 proof and has a $140 price tag.
Well, that's cool.
Here we go. Did you know Kentucky, Indiana, and Tennessee were the first West states to be created?
I did not. No.
I don't think so.
But maybe. I mean,
if that's the
Kentucky
narrative.
Kentucky was part of Virginia and then broke off, but I don't know.
Whatever. It sounds good, right?
It does sound good. Yeah. I mean,
I don't know my history nor geography, apparently.
I'm on board. But I always like the 15 star stuff. They put out good blends.
Yeah, I've always been a fan of their blends,
yeah,
too.
They've been really good.
Totally. All right, here's our last one. It's the big one, I guess. Get your Amex cards ready if you need to get some extra points.
I don't even have an Amex. I'm poor. I came for the annual fee.
The annual fees for the Amex Blue is actually free, but make sure you have a high credit limit. Maybe that's what I'm looking for here. So Woodford Reserve, of course, they're the presenting sponsor of the Kentucky Derby. They're commemorating the 150th running of the world's most famous race with a unique and extraordinary expression of American whiskey. A tribute to 150 years of greatness, this Woodford Reserve's rarest whiskey in the brand's 27 years. It is a thrice barreled, which is 1, 2, 3 barreled American whiskey that has rested in 3 different unique casks. You had the original bourbon barrel, a cognac cask, and a couture.
Maybe.
Yeah, it's couture. It's a couture barrel whose staves were seasoned in the Kentucky Derby winner's circle.
Oh, yeah. I saw those out there.
Yeah. Remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
They just like left them outside.
I remember last year, yeah.
And this is presented in a crystal decanter created by the artisans of renowned French Maison Baccarat. Only 150 bottles are going to be available, each just priced at $15,000. But you also get a bespoke leather carrying case, which sounds pretty cool. And to pay homage to the famed Garland of Roses, Baccarat infused the decanter's crystal stopper with 24 karat gold to create a strikingly red color. A limited number of bottles are now available for purchase on the Woodford Reserve's website through 2 pickup dates at the distillery. Beginning March 28th, a small number of bottles will also be offered for purchase at the distillery gift shop, along with limited in-store availability at fine retailers in Kentucky.
I did see the packaging on this. It looks pretty sick. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful. Yeah, I mean, it sounds awesome, but I can't afford it.
No.
Nor can a lot of people, but there's some people that will be. And obviously, the 150 is a huge milestone for the Kentucky Derby, so I won't be surprised if this flies off the shelves.
Yeah. I never let an opportunity for marketing go to waste. I love how they just put some wood in a pile in the winter circle at Churchill Downs, and they're like, let's make a barrel out of it.
That's smart.
It is. You know, it's very smart.
I just think back, like, you know, the Jim Beam decanters, they did ones for the 100th, and my family's like, this has got to be worth something. I'm like, it's worth like $70. You might have paid like $25 for it in the 70s or whatever, but yeah, it's worthless now.
It's worthless. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, if you got money to spend and you just want something that's a real piece of history, there you go.
Yeah. And it looks good.
It does.
Way better than the Beam decanter did.
Definitely. But that's it, y'all. That's all for the Bourbon Release News this week in Bourbon. Everything wrapped up in one. But with that, cheers. We'll see you next time.
Tequila sucks. And toodles.
Toodles.
Bye-bye.